I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Women and spiders, not a good combination. And there's a totaled car on the side of a New York road to prove that. This happened Wednesday. This woman's driving along in a nice car there, and all of a sudden she spots a spider inside the car while she's driving. And she panics and starts slapping and screaming and I guess kicking her feet, and she lost control of the vehicle, crashed into a stone barrier. She's okay. She actually ended
up... I saw the car is pretty messed up.
Yeah, the car is messed up. She ended up injuring her leg and, you know, the...
Probably worse than any spider bite she would have had.
Yeah, I think the blast from the airbag going into your face is probably a little more intense than any spider bite that you'd get.
She probably gets sympathy, though, no matter where she tells that story. Yeah. I guess the life motto for this guy, this 32-year-old in Naples, Florida, maybe he should try to adopt going through life drunk, shouting profanities, and eating spaghetti with your bare hands is not the way to do it. He showed up at the Olive Garden in Naples on Sunday and started harassing customers, asking some for money, shouting profanities, threatened to beat up one of the employees that asked him to leave. When the cops got there, they found him outside on a bench, shirtless, and eating spaghetti with his hands, just stuffing it in his face. I'm picturing Trading Places for some reason. But he's out on the bench. He's shirtless. He's drunk. He's been fighting with people and shouting profanities and eating spaghetti with his hands. They're not sure if he got that off someone else's plate or, like, you know, took it out of the kitchen or what his deal was, but he was bombed. They said he had so much food on his face, the cops made him wipe himself down with paper towels before they cuffed him. And even in his mugshot, they're like, we're not sure if that's blood or spaghetti sauce.
Nah, it's just the pasta sauce. PetSmart, pretty good about letting you bring your animal into the store. I don't know if you've ever done that, Brad. You brought your dogs into a dog food store.
Yeah, we have.
You brought them into PetSmart. Well, their patience was tested in all this last week in Muskegon, Michigan, when someone rolled in with their pet, a camel. The folks from the local petting zoo.
Guess what day it is?
Yeah. It was actually on Wednesday.
Was it really?
No, I don't know. No. They posted a video of this on Facebook showing the handlers at the petting zoo bringing Jeffrey the camel in for a tour of the PetSmart store. The video shows customers reacting with surprise and amusement as the camel wandered through the store, a 1,600-pound camel.
My horse has got this hump on his back. I was wondering if you could look at it.
Yeah. So this brings up the PetSmart in-store pet policy as far as what animals you can bring in, and they actually have this posted here. Yes, domestic dogs and cats are allowed. You could see someone bringing their bird in.
Yeah.
You could see a guy bringing a bearded dragon in. You could see that. You could see a guy bringing a ferret in.
Fish.
You could see a woman walking through with a rabbit. A guy bringing in his pot-bellied pig. You won't see a woman walk in with a spider, though. That I guarantee you, that's not going to happen.
I can't believe it's news.
But it also says sugar gliders are accepted. What are sugar gliders? Do you have any idea what that is?
I think it's like a little, like a marmoset, like a little, I think it's like a little kind of spider. I mean, not spider, monkey, like a little sugar glider monkey.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like a flying rat. It looks like a flying squirrel.
Like a cross between a squirrel and a marsupial of some kind.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. It looks like they fly. Sugar glider is the name of it.
Sounds like a streetwalker you might, offer some money to. Hey, sugar glider.
Sugar glider, come on.
What's up?
Come on.
You want some company,
to
nice sugar glider?
Yeah.